All right, let's get rejoicing in 2 Timothy. Let's open our Bibles. Grateful to God again, as brother was praying. I'm thankful the Lord is touching us, that this letter, praise the Lord, yes, it is Paul, from Paul to Timothy, but we understand this is the Holy Spirit, the Word of God speaking to us, and how ripe, how timely this is. Brothers and sisters, we're in the battle to fight the good fight of faith. And thanks be to God again that we take on the whole armor of God. Thanks be to God that there's a sword that is sharper than any two-edged sword. Don't ever think that your sword is dull. The Word of God is never dull. The only problem is we don't know how to wield it. And that's the truth. That sword is always sharper than any two-edged sword. I always remember one time I was thinking about it, and Lord, it's so sharp, and I got out here and I cut myself. And I need to pray. You know what I'm talking about. It's truth and love, and it's by His Spirit. Isn't it wonderful? And thank the Lord how encouraging that is to our hearts. But let's go ahead and read from the beginning here of chapter 1. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I just love that. We're not talking about credentials or anything like that. It's all about the Lord. The Lord did it all. Praise be to God. And here it is. It's all coming in grace, mercy, and peace. Isn't that wonderful? And you'll notice you can't go to the next one without the first one. Grace, mercy, peace. Praise be to God. And in Christ, it's all in all. Hallelujah. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Now verse 6, wherefore. Now that's a wonderful word, wherefore. And wherefore, in this case, it's because of all the things that the Holy Ghost has just put on the heart of Paul to testify to Timothy. Because the Lord chose me, brother. Because the Lord who gave me this great love. And specifically Timothy and Timothy's for you. Praise be to God. To have a passion again, one for another. For the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. To be apprehended. Praise the Lord. Nothing short, brothers and sisters. That we would be vessels edifying. Amen. That we would be vessels truly that would forgive one another. Brothers and sisters, God is going to lead us all the way. He's going to take you into the valley of the shadow of death. Praise be to God. He's going to take you into lion's den. By His precious Spirit, He might even take you into a wilderness. And allow that old enemy to tempt you. He knows what he's doing. And there's a perfect pattern. But he's going to perform it all as we just trust God. And this is what he's going to get to Timothy at here in a minute. But because of all these things, Brother Timothy, because the Lord has chosen you. See, the Lord chose me, but you know what? The Lord's chosen you too. And he's made us yoke fellows together in him. Did you ever read the Word of God and get in there to Paul's gospel and rejoice with Brother Paul in the things that God has called us to? Now, I know he can't hear me. Don't get me wrong. But I know, praise God, it wasn't for him only. And those words are as real and alive to me right now as when he spoke them at that time. But unto all them also that love his appearing. Lightning. lightning, brothers and sisters, how powerful the love of God. Now, and because the continuing prayer that he's placed upon my heart for you, Timothy, day and night. You ever pray day and night for people? Praise the Lord. And again, that's just the Lord in you. All by the grace of God. Thank you, Jesus. It's good to be heavy a little bit with the Lord. But the Lord placed you upon my heart regarding your tenderness, Timothy. Regarding the battle and fighting the good fight of faith, Timothy's. I want to testify of his faithfulness, of evidence of his love in your grandma, in your mama, but most importantly, in you. The evidence, praise God, is there. And this is your calling. This is something that he has chosen to grace you with. And brothers and sisters, this is to us tonight. We have been graced to know and to be called unto the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He has enlightened the eyes of your understanding to see that he desires more than anything a bride. He wants that one, and it is a one. You know what I'm talking about. Tightly fit, compacted together. One that will rule and reign jointly with him, that will suffer gladly together with him. Can you imagine? So to please him, to pleasure him, to be glorified together with him. How awesome. Thank you, Lord. Now that's a lover. That is some husband, I'll tell you, who loves his wife. Who loves his wife, praise the Lord. And brothers and sisters, this is what he has called us to, all because of his grace. Wherefore, I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I've had the Lord, I can't even tell me this how many times. You know what I'm talking about. It's like he's getting up in your face. I'm talking about eye to eye here. And he says, now remember, honey, this isn't just something up in your head. This isn't some head knowledge here. This is the very power of my might in you. Not upon you. But in you. And brothers and sisters, this is Holy Ghost power. You are filled. Hallelujah. And you have the power, praise God, of my might in you. And I do not care how you're feeling. But brother, it never leaves you. It never leaves you. That power, praise be to God, is there. The power of his might, praise the Lord. The all-powerful love of God is there. Now, what will you do with it? The encouragement from the scriptures is he's the one that takes the love of God and sheds it abroad in your heart. Thank you, Lord. Now, God, this is knowing the love of Christ. This is entering into the depths of the truth. See, without the love of God, you'll never see the depths of the truth. Without the love of God, it will never be alive and real and fervent in your life. Oh, you may know a lot of things up here. You may be able to recite a lot of scripture right here. But I'm telling you, the bride, the Lamb's readied wife, she lives it right here. Amen. Because we're going to get to a place of a sound mind here in a minute. And let me tell you something. A wife that knows she is loved, she has a sound mind. She doesn't wonder. She's content. She's thankful. She gives him praise. She's thankful that she truly is the glory of her husband. What do you think? Because see, that's what that husband does, is he always reminds her, honey, you are the glory of me. Now come on. How do I know that? Because the Bible tells me so. Praise the Lord now. All right. So we see, brothers and sisters, that this love that's shed abroad in our hearts, it's all powerful. This love that's shed abroad in our hearts is truly the passion that causes us to go on. See, you'll understand and you'll know very quickly that, and God allows this to happen in our lives. We try to take it on ourselves. We try to stir up something again of ourselves. I'm not talking about stir up the gift that's in you. I'm talking about trying to pump yourself up. Trying to think, well, I'm going to go on in my own strength. And a lot of times what happens then too, when that self-righteousness grips you, you'll notice how far you'll start to drift from people that really love the Lord. You'll start coming into contention with them. And it's amazing how you'll know it's not you, it's just all them. You know how the enemy will get like that. Let me tell you something. She's altogether lovely. She's just like him. And she desires that fellowship because she loves his appearing. And she wants to come into that, praise God, unity of the Spirit is what it is. To gather herself the much the more as she sees that day approaching. Praise the Lord. That's what it is. She has the very love of God beating and alive in her heart. But see, this is the passion from the Holy Ghost, the power from the Holy Ghost that gets you springing out of bed. That says, Lord, just like Caleb, we're well able to take it. And not tomorrow, right now. Let's go now. We're not going to delay. Praise be to God. This is the passion that gets us again out of bed and to face the giants in the land. Thank you, Lord. I know that you've prepared this table in the presence of my foes. This isn't an odd thing. I look into the Word of God and I say, man, you love me, Lord. You're allowing me to live the Word of God. He that is faithful and true. What do you think? It's going to be a different way than the way the Bible tells you so? It will never be. It will always be according to the Word of God. That's God's will, is His Word. And praise His name when we see these things coming to pass in our lives, brothers and sisters. And this is what God, through Paul, is encouraging Brother Timothy. Go face it. Let this love, this all-powerful love, finish the course. Praise the Lord. And not finish cowering or shutting your eyes and gritting your teeth and, oh, I'm just going to plow through this. I'm going to grin and bear it. This is the finishing, brothers and sisters, with a full joy. And the only way you're going to finish this in a full joy is seeing moment by moment how much He loves you. How lovable is our Lord? It's so incredible. It's not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in you. These temporal sufferings, praise Jesus. As Brother Paul said, happy am I. For there, exactly there, in my infirmities, that's when the very power of Christ is resting upon me. See, I know it's not me. Because I can't do this. I know it's not me, Lord, because there's no way I could go through this. This is something I may have even feared in my life. But see, God, you're going to show yourself faithful. And we're going through. And we're going to walk throughout all the land. Not just a good section over here, over here. We're going to walk throughout all the land. And I encourage you, brothers and sisters, sometimes we can cut out what we think is our 40. You know what I'm saying? Here's our acreage and me and mine, and this is all we're going to go. God said, oh, no, no, no. You're just dwelling, tent dweller. We're going to go throughout all the land. Amen? And will you go? Praise God. See, this is where the Lord's leading. But see, the laying on of hands here, brothers and sisters, it was mentioned in the first letter, and here it is again. And basically what it's saying here is, brother, you've received this anointing. You know, it reminds me just of David, or many of them in the Word of God. But, you know, David was just an innocent shepherd boy. He was ignorant in every single way to be a king. But yet when he was anointed, let me tell you something, he was a king. He was a king. And a king in every way, because God gave the anointing. It was poured out all over him. God confirmed, I've given it to you. God has confirmed, I've prepared you for it. Now go take it. Live. And by that same Spirit's power, brothers and sisters, even a better thing for us that God has placed before us, go take it. Do you believe that? Do you really believe? I pray you do. God knows what he's doing. He doesn't just cast it around. He's very specific. He's very precise. And he is able. And praise the Lord, he's so able. We'll get to that here in just a minute. But you notice what this power is. See, the love of God enlightens the eyes of our understanding. And as the eyes of our understanding are enlightened, brothers and sisters, we believe more of the Word of God. And as you believe more of the Word of God, love grows in your life. It just keeps compounding and compounding upon itself. It's that grace for grace. And it's wonderful. It's that ever-expanding wineskin that looks into the depths of his love. And see, that's the depths of the Holy Ghost power. And that's the Spirit's power, brothers and sisters, that casts out all fear. I'm talking about all fear. I talked to somebody today. They were very confident in themselves. They were claiming how godly they were and all of these things. And I've come to find out when people don't stop talking and continue to talk about themselves, it's a hope and a dream of a nowhere. It's the truth. When you know you're loved and you know you love, you rest. You're still. I'm thankful to God, again, that the Spirit's perfect love casts out all fear. The Holy Ghost power of love, hallelujah, believes God's word. And the Holy Ghost power in us, brothers and sisters, that brings this love, brings the greatest faith. See, as you peer into the Word of God, and he brings the love, the Holy Ghost opens these things. Is the Word of the Lord tells us that Comforter was needed. As the Lord said to his disciples, I have many things to say unto you, but you can't understand them. You can't bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you. He will lead you into all truth. He'll show you the very intent of my heart for you. He'll take, if you can imagine, all of the things that will be written, praise the Lord, by my chosen vessel, Brother Paul, and he'll make them known unto you. Praise be to God. This is his plan. See, I've met people, and I'm sure you have too, where you get into certain portions of the Bible, especially like Revelation. Well, that's not for us to know right now. Well, how could you read about the Holy Ghost leading you into all truth and thinking that there wasn't something that the Lord didn't want you to know in his word? Listen to the word of God. Don't listen to man. And I'm thankful for this. He does. He gives us understanding in this. And we understand that the understanding is to know the love of Christ. And see, as you know the love of Christ, that's going to take the most holy faith. But that's what the Holy Ghost power does. It brings you the love of God to look into that word, praise God, with the eyes of God, with the eyes of the understanding of God, with the very mind of Christ, and see these things and grow up into them. and to grow from glory to glory, even into his very image. It's amazing. The transformation of the sons of God. There's nothing greater to watch. There's no greater masterpiece. The likes of us from every walk of life, the things that we've been through, the mistakes we've made, the blotch, the splotch, but God. But God. Oh, hallelujah. I do glory in my infirmities. Thank you, Lord, when I might get a little feeling good about myself, that you press by your grace that thorn a little more firm against this chest. Quick to believe, Lord, it's you. Hallelujah. But see, this most holy faith that the Holy Ghost gives us, brothers and sisters, it believes all the Word of God. This is the faith that settles in grace. What do you think of that? Isn't that what faith, and that's the only faith there is. It's in the Word of God, Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Faith settles in grace. And I thank God because it is such a gift. And in that gift of understanding and believing in the grace of God, brothers and sisters, it brings the sound mind. We have a sound mind. Grace is what gives us the sound mind. With grace, I understand that I have peace with God, and as I grow in grace and in the knowledge of Him, I have the very peace of God. It's mighty. It's incredible how that works. And my mind is such at peace and at ease. The only time this mind, my mind, is when that appears. Let this mind be in you. It's also in Christ Jesus. That's the mind that stayed upon Him. That's the mind that stayed upon His grace. That's the mind that's, I know He's for me. And I know He's for me, so who could be against me? I know He's set before me and behind me, and His hand, it covers me. I'm so thankful that you're my shield, my buckler, my high tower. Praise God, you know my thought afar off. You know my downsetting, my uprising. You know the very hair on my head. I guess you know me. I believe you even made me. And I believe by the grace of God, you're even molding me and making me after your will. Praise His name. You see how intimately He's involved with you? This is to the Timothys that will take this. But see, brothers and sisters, sound mind. Think of that word, sound. Healthy, fit, mature, settled, solid, stable, not tossed to and fro, not double-minded. Jesus' mind. The mind whose confidence is solely in the Father, in His love, and in His eternal purpose for us. So in verse 8, it becomes, be not thou therefore ashamed. And see, Timothy, this can't come from you. This has to come from the power of the Holy Ghost. This has to come from His great love. This has to come from His mind that will give you that singleness of mind. His brother said in his prayer, give me tunnel vision, God. Let me just see you. But be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me His prisoner. But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel, according to the power of God. See, this is the power of God. And see, it's those afflictions, those sufferings together with Christ, brothers and sisters, that's the power of God that transforms you from glory to glory. That's why He says, if you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. But if you deny the right for me to call you in and to sup with my sufferings, I'm going to deny you the right to reign. This is it. Timothy, you're called and chosen, you're blessed, you're anointed. The very power of His might has been given. Go walk in it now. Endure the hardness as a good soldier. The battle is on. Fight the good fight of faith. I think about these servicemen and women and how proud many of them are to serve. I'm a soldier for the United States of America. How much more the good soldiers of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're privileged, brothers and sisters, privileged to fight the good fight of faith. God, help us to be thankful ones. And I thank God how Paul brings this to Timothy. He doesn't pity him. Oh, poor Timothy. He don't do that. I tell you, a lot of people come on in here. Brother, you're a little callous. Well, some of them don't know how Brother Hill would be a little bit. And I said, well, we don't compare ourselves amongst ourselves. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of wisdom. And God helped me to grow in that. But he didn't pity him, he didn't baby him, he didn't discourage him. But he encouraged him, is what he did. It was, you know what, brother, we're not going to focus on the fear. You know how Christians can do that? See, what you're doing there is you're giving Satan all the credit. Oh, well, we're just going to come over here and we're going to focus on all that pain. You know. Or we're just going to jump around and think about this trial. We can throw dirt in the air. We can talk all about the journey. Our brothers and sisters, we can be like that glorious woman in Genesis chapter 24. Her life was about the proposal. Praise God. You remember that. Don't ever forget that. That whole precious journey of Isaac, his bride, sweet Rebecca to him. Just can't get over it. It was all about the proposal. The actual journey is one half of one verse. Isn't that amazing? And you think about all the time that was taken there. That proposal was only given over about a day, not even a day. But it forever lived in her. It was over and over and over and over. And yet that journey to the husband, that was quite some time. But we weren't going to focus on that. Because if we focus on the journey, we're not going to get through. We're going to turn back. Remember the halfway house? Huh? You start focusing on that or the dark mile. I'm not going to focus on the darkness. I'm just going to focus on, man, when I get down in there, I guess I get to look up and I can see all them stars. I can see everything. Reminds me of going into some of these fishing holes. I'll tell you what. My wife will laugh at me sometimes. I come back, I'm all bruised up, I'm bleeding and all this. I don't know what happened. All I know is I got to that fishing hole. It didn't matter. Now, how much more, she's shaking her head, what we're talking about. Amen. Come on. Lord, put this joy, hallelujah, in our hearts. Praise the Lord. But I think about what he's talking here in these sufferings. What incredible testimony this is to partake in the sufferings of the gospel of Christ. Glorified together with him, this is the path to it. The love of the word of the Lord. And how God's word embraces us, brothers and sisters, and brings us into this joint sufferings together with him. I'm thankful how God calls us into these sufferings, just like with Brother Paul, this prisoner. And he says, to suffer together with me. And I think, Lord, there's nothing to compare with your sufferings. But he said, oh no, honey, I want you to suffer together with me, because I count these jointly with me. And I think about, Lord, the joy that was set before you, you gladly endured all of that. And praise be to God, that's what the Holy Ghost does in our lives. With the joy of what is set before us, do we gladly embrace and become, as Brother Paul, Oh, I'm happy, Lord, that I can suffer together with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that we don't draw back. See, he loves us, brothers and sisters. And it says in the Word of God to be not ashamed of the testimony of suffering with him. And you think of that word testimony, as it says here. See, testimony comes from testament or a covenant. And I think about the covenant that God has given us in the blood of the Lamb. See, brothers and sisters, God help us not to be ashamed of the cross. As Brother Paul is even saying here, don't be ashamed of my chains in defense of the gospel of Christ. And instead, Timothy, embrace these as the greatest glories that you could ever embrace. See, these are the glory scars. Hallelujah. The stripes, brothers and sisters, that we receive in suffering together with him to reign with him. And I'm not talking about stripes that would be like on a military lapel. And I'm thankful for that. I understand that there were ways that and things that people had to go through. But I'm talking about the stripes of being despised by your loved ones. I'm talking about being slapped across the cheek. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about the beauty of a torn and battered soldier. And as Paul encourages Timothy in this, he says, now, brother, remember, don't go getting feeling anything about yourself, because all of this suffering that I'm encouraging you to endure, it's not of us. It's not of our own works here. This isn't anything to do with our goodness. This all glory goes to God. In verse 9, he says, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Now you read that verse, and I'm telling you, he is all in all. He does it all. He saved you. He called you. He chose you. It's his grace that's working his purpose in you. It's his grace that's performing his good purpose and pleasure in you. Thank the Lord. I love that. That this is his work. That we are his workmanship. That I can commit it to God. That I can rest. That, Lord, you're for me. That, Lord, this is what you want. And praise God, there's a desire that I want it. But you know what, Lord? Even when I be otherwise minded, you know what? You'll make it known unto me. I thank God that I go out boldly, not in what I know, except for Jesus loves me. I go boldly because I know, Lord, you love me. I'm not going headstrong in my own ways. But God, I believe that this is the door, this is the path that you've given. Just like Abraham, he did not know where he was going, but he went. Amen. And I thank God for that. And a lot of people sometimes will say, well, brother, how do you know that he wants that? I believe him for it. It's not in my own stubbornness. And I can understand when something would be absolutely against the will of God. But brothers and sisters, I'm here to inform you that this walk is not by sight. It's by faith. And let me tell you something. The only way you see faith is in the Word of God. It's not going to be in things and evidence we see here, but it's in all the evidence over there. Praise the Lord. And there's such a peace and a rest in that. I love it. It becomes the journey of journeys. Isn't it wonderful? Lord, I had all these grand plans and they're gone. I thought it was going to be this way and it wasn't just a 180. You took me in a whole different universe. It's the truth. Never thought you were going to do it this way. But God, it's wonderful, brothers and sisters. See, this is for his purpose and his pleasure. And to know that you have a God that truly he wants to be pleasured. And he's pleasured one way, and that's by faith. Isn't that something? It's impossible to please God without faith. So you understand he's going to place us always in situations that we are not going to see with our own eyes. Over and over and over again. Think about Hebrews. And in that precious chapter, of the Faith Hall of Fame, those full overcomers in the Old Testament. Why are they there? Because of faith. Because grace, through faith, they believed God. Praise the Lord. And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And brothers and sisters, this is exactly how He does it every single time. See, we read about these things that they were called to. You think about Abraham. He was called into that land. Brother? Friend? I got a promise for you. I'm going to call you out and I want you to go walk through it. You'll not really understand in a lot of ways. You're not even going to know where you're going. But you're going to seek that builder and maker whose kingdom is God. Now, isn't that the same way He's calling us tonight? Think about it. He's calling us to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He's called us out. You talk about a wilderness, brothers and sisters. This is the little oasis in the wilderness. God willing, in a few minutes, back out in the wilderness. But He never leaves me nor forsakes me. Isn't that wonderful? And see, this is just, again, such precious promise to us because we're feeding on the Word of God. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith comes by feeding on the Word of God. We'll leave here by His grace stronger. We'll leave here by God's grace, if He tarry, even more prepared and readied. Not because of any of us, but all because of His mighty working power, His all-powerful Word. So I thank God for this assurance, this mind of absolute peace, brothers and sisters. And we have this, and here it is, that God so sweetly, He says, come and rest. This is my purpose. This is my plan. It's all in my Son before the world began. Remember our study on Ephesians? And how many times, sweet Brother Hill, we studied Ephesians upon Ephesians upon Ephesians? I remember sometimes the whispers, he's studying Ephesians again? I'm seeing more and more. It is the high water mark. And thanks be to God how it draws in all the Word of God. That's what's so magnificent about the high water mark. It takes all the line upon line from all of the Word, and it lays it right out there. You ever want to really understand Revelation? Let me tell you something. You have to understand Paul's gospel, his letters, those epistles, and especially that pinnacle that you see there in Ephesians. Praise the Lord. This is how it is, and this is how God does it. But it was all in Christ. Hallelujah. It's all there. It was all laid out. And now, praise the Lord, as He's telling Timothy in this, brothers and sisters, let us be reminded that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. It is all there. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? That you're fully equipped? That God just didn't put you out there and drop you and say, okay, do the best you can. I believe most, and I'm telling you, most of God's precious people, I think that's the way they think about this thing. No wonder they're fearful. No wonder they're running as one that beats the air in circles, sitting on the sideline. Mm-mm. We're not in a heat to get ready for the final. This is it. We're in it. And God help us, brothers and sisters, to believe Him. And see, the best part of this Holy Ghost power, brothers and sisters, the exciting part of this, is He's building this in us right now, us in Christ. As Brother Copley says, we have this identical spirit, praise the Lord, as Paul. The same Holy Ghost power that will too have us finishing our course. That too will have us fighting and have fought the good fight of faith. And praise be to God that have kept that faith and are ready to be offered. And who will receive, praise the Lord, that crown of righteousness, that exalted crown of righteousness, all because grace caused you to love his appearing. How wonderful. Now, verse 10. But it is now made manifest by the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And again, Christ and us in Christ was always there before the world began. It's just now being made manifest. You see, he came. He was born a man, and we know died a lamb. Praise his name. And in that truth, our Savior, brothers and sisters, we are forever. He conquered sin and death. Hallelujah. He conquered sin and death. Hallelujah. He has abolished death. Hallelujah. He that believeth in me shall never die. Praise be to God. And it's in that life of Jesus Christ that lives in us is that life that he wants us to enjoy. Praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it precious? I say it with him, Lord, I'm just in the zone of glory. I love to be in glory zone. It does. I will say it, it feels so good. Nothing bothers me in glory zone. It just doesn't. You talk about hidden away. And I'll tell you, he sends the storms and he sends the waves to test it constantly. Praise his name. But you see, that's the bold and confident living. See, that's only where faith lies, brothers and sisters, is in the gospel. Faith isn't in good thoughts. Faith isn't in just happy endings. Faith is in the gospel of Christ. Isn't that wonderful? How beautiful and simple that is. And isn't it wonderful that Galatians 2:20 so clearly tells us that the gospel is our life. That's what our life is. We live by faith. We live by the gospel of Christ. This is what we breathe. This is what lives in us. And what abundant life, praise God, is in Paul's gospel. And those are the quickened ones, the ones that are the magnificent ones of his grace. As Brother Paul says in verse 11, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. And there it is, so simply encouraging Timothy, brother, this is in us in Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ. Don't turn back. Teach my gospel. I'm the apostle to the Gentiles. I know that, praise the Lord, I am that chosen vessel. Chief of sinners. Amazing what God can do. That's why we know it's him. That's why we know this gospel wasn't given of man or from man. It was from Jesus Christ himself. And this finishes it. Praise be to God. This finishes him. Because he'll have a wife with this gospel. This will be the one, hallelujah, that he takes as he takes the throne as God. That's exciting stuff, brothers and sisters. We shouldn't be sitting still in that. But this is the gospel, Brother Timothy, of the ones that will grow up into him in all things. And without it, it won't ever happen. God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. This is it. And we'll close it up here. Verse 12. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Now this is something only Paul could testify of himself. It's not to know whom we have believed. Do you understand? This is different here. Timothy, come on. We need to really believe the Lord, the grace of God. This is Christ in you, son. You have it. Stir it up. Let it be. Hallelujah. Let it reign. Let the glory, hallelujah, take you on and on and on. Timothy, you're going to suffer just as me.
It's given on behalf not only to believe on Him, but to suffer for His sake. You suffer with Him, you'll reign with Him. But if you deny Him the right to allow you to suffer, He'll deny the reigning. But here is all the consolation for you, brother. Just as I said, nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. And I think, brothers and sisters, all the things that can make us ashamed. And God will fully exercise them. You know why? Because He wants to prove His love in you. He's going to take you through things. I think of the things that He's brought us through in our lives, brothers and sisters. And I know He's faithful. If we take more breath, there'll even be greater trial. Maybe as a meeting. I don't know how God's going to do it, but I know He'll perform it. I know that it's going to be not just His good and not just His acceptable, but it's going to be His very perfect will. It's going to be complete. She's going to be like Him. Oh, she's going to be like Him. And you think of all the things, praise the Lord, the testimony of the life of Christ that brought Him to the point of ready to be offered. Just like Paul and Timothy's, just like you. Know these things, brothers and sisters, and let's not be ashamed of them. Because there could be many things that bind us up into be ashamed, cause us to turn back or turtle up. The list is endless, but it's all trumped by the one most encouraging promises in the Word of God. And Paul blurts it out, I know whom I have believed. I know whom I have believed. So simple and so direct, but it escapes most of God's precious people. And you know why? You know why? Because they don't know whom they have believed. They don't know Him. And I'm talking about knowing Him as the testimony that's coming forth is Brother Paul. Let's go over here to Philippians 3, verse 10. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. This is an intimate knowledge, I hope you know, as a husband and wife here. This isn't thinking, okay, well, Lord, the power of Your resurrection is going to just rapture me right out of here. Yeah. But we're talking about the power of His resurrection that lifts you in abundant life when you feel like dying. Come on. This is what we're talking about. That's why he follows it very quickly with, and the fellowship of His sufferings. And that's why he says it very clearly here, being made conformable unto His death. See, at the time He died, He was always, and always is, and always will be perfect. But it was all finished at that time. It was completed. To the vinegar that was put to His mouth. To the spear that was thrust through His side, conformable unto His death. Do you see the detail God's working in your life? I mean, it takes your breath away, doesn't it? This isn't a hodgepodge deal. This isn't just, well, we'll kind of go at it as it goes, you know. This was the before ordained good works that you should walk therein. You realize how incredibly precious you are to God. God, help us to take that love and to boldly step into each one of those good works that You've before ordained. And I'm not talking about the good work of, you know, going to Haiti and building a house and going to the soup kitchen. That might be one of them. But let me tell you something, that's the easy step. I'm talking about the steps where, oh Lord, I so failed. Lord, I was so wrong. Lord, I'm just so unfaithful. But yet the step of rising up feasting on the Word of God. And really thanking Him. To say, Lord, I know that it had to be that way. I know I had to have that to trust You more. I know I had to go through that to get my eyes off of me and understand, as Brother Paul preached to him, that this was going to be only by grace, by grace, by grace. Let's wrap it up. To know Him, brothers and sisters, is the knowledge that falls in love with Him. As we just read in Philippians 10, it's the love that falls in love with Him so much as verse 11 says, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Lord, do with me what You will. Have Your way with me. I cast by Your grace myself upon Your throne of grace. I just fall on it. Have Your way. Praise be to God. And that's the evidence, brothers and sisters, that lives and beats in the hearts of them that know Him. And you'll never venture into this fully persuaded life that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day if your life is not about pressing on into the depths of His grace. The depths of His grace. The depths of His grace. We'll touch on it on Sunday, I believe, if the Lord tarry. It's amazing where you find the depths of His grace and get more grace. It's at the throne of grace, but you don't go to the throne of grace unless what? Unless you got need. You wouldn't go there if you didn't have need. He ain't punishing you. He loves you. This is so for us, brothers and sisters, because we are the vessels prepared afore unto glory, to the praise of the glory of His grace. And that's when we commit it to Him, as Brother Paul says here, giving it all over to Him, everything, not holding back, every time, and pretty much as you go on with God immediately. That's what's so beautiful, is when it's really not automatic. When He just shows me, Lord, it's You. It always will be. Praise be to God that it's Yours. That, Lord, I want to see You do it. Are You there? Lord, I want to see You perform this. Because, see, You're the God that does it exceeding abundantly above all I ask or think. I'm looking at lives here tonight, brothers and sisters, and I'm telling you, I rejoice. Because it's been exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. All the, it had to be that way? Yes. How the enemy came at each and every one of us at different times and, oh, well, you missed it. That's all forever life changing. You're done. Let me lay that guilt on you. You blew it. Huh? I can name them. Oh, you fooled around, you didn't go to college. Didn't seek God in a marriage. Maybe weren't around as much as you wanted to be raising your children. Maybe didn't have a household that really served the Lord when things were going through. Does God remember any of that? I'm going to ask you something, does He? Does He just gloat over your unfaithfulness? Or is He looking at His Son as He sees you? And He says, you're perfect. I call you beloved. Yeah, there were some things I wish I would have done differently at certain times. Sure. And I want to be quick to yield now. I'll tell you, I do. But I know if the Lord give me more time, I will fail again. And He'll work even that together for my good. That's how he's drawn me nigh to him time and time and time and time again. I want the opportunity to enter in to that fellowship moment by moment. But brothers and sisters, I understand. Let me tell you something. You're not going to lay it on me, and I'm not going to lay it on you why I miss God's best. Not. I want to be used of the Lord to edify you, though. And I believe you have that same unction from God. But God, help us to get over ourselves. And this is what he's telling Timothy: get over yourself, son, or you're going to miss it. Our fellowship's in the gospel of Christ. We're seated in the heavens in Christ right now. Our citizenship is in heaven right now. We're sons of the living God. Yes. Now finally, he says, in parting of this passage and what we're talking about here, against that day. Against that day. And I want to leave you with this and think about this. Now I'll tell you what, brothers and sisters. He's got every day, doesn't he? Oh yes, he does. He's got it. But this day here, this is the day his day begins. This day here is the moment of the first trump blast. Yes. And all I can say, brothers and sisters, is you know what? I don't fret about being in this day at the moment this day begins face to face with him. And the reason is, and I hope you're still in Philippians chapter 3. Because it says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended. You get that? I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. He's got me. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And just as Abraham, praise the Lord, rejoiced in Romans 4:21, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. I'll be there. Praise be to God. All by grace. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand and be dismissed.